I finally worked with the coach today, but I played a trick on him today. It worked better than I could have ever imagined. And I ended up giving him one of the best presents ever. And that was just the beginning. Tonight, I want him to see how he makes me feel. I want him to know what he does to me. I know he's out there. He's just across the street watching me. It was time for a trip to Victoria's Secret. So this morning I took an extra long jog in the park. And I spent an extra long time stretching. I've gotten quite good at posing in just the right way to give him, and only him, little hints. Sometimes I wear light blue yoga pants that show. Well, you know, they show. Sometimes I'll bend over and stretch and there'll be a nip slip. Sometimes I'll, stretch down, bend over, reach my toes. Make sure that my yoga pants are stretched tight enough over my ass that he can see my panty line. I really think he likes it when I show off. I know I do. I think of his fingers spreading me like a delicate new bloom. His hands rough and callous, but somehow tender, making me maybe he thinks he's doing something wrong. If he only knew how wet it makes me to show off for him. If he only knew how badly I want to do that in person. So this morning I stretched. And I stretched. And then I stretched some more. I stretched, bent over like this. And he saw me. Just like that. Only this time, I know he sees everything. The air feels incredible on my skin. After a workout, I went home and showered. And then I was even more of a naughty girl. In the way you can be naughty with somebody that you actually trust completely. Even though it was a bit chilly, I put on a light little sundress. It barely covers my thighs. A small pair of pumps to emphasize my backside. And a lace bra that frames me perfectly. And then I put my jogging panties back on. Oh, God. I never realized how hot it could be. How hot I could be. The feeling between my legs, the look of myself in the mirror, knowing that I would be wearing my dirty, sweaty panties all day. I never knew I could be such such a whore. I can thank him for that. I can thank him for introducing me to this lust that I've never felt before. For turning me into the kind of person who will do this kind of thing. On the bus, the entire space filled with my scent. I was so aware of it, and I could see greed in men's eyes. I definitely saw a few knowing looks from girls too. And this one couple couldn't take their eyes off me for the entire time. I mean, when they got off at their stop, we just made eye contact. I knew exactly what they were thinking. And what was shocking is that I was thinking it too. And I wanted it just as badly as they did. Both of them. I can't believe I'm even thinking this. But what if it was all for us? You and him, both inside me. Oh God. Stretching me out in both of my places. Wider than I ever thought possible. Just like this. While she... Oh my God. Who am I? What am I thinking? As the bus pulled away, I saw him push her against the wall. And the last thing I saw was his hand plunging between her legs. By the time we reached my stop, I was pretty much out of my mind. Kind of like now. Have you ever been so hot that the mere act of being human is enough to make you come? That was me. That was me as I walked into the lingerie shop. I wasn't shopping, I was sprinting. The world was a blur, a hallucination. I'm gonna have to exchange half of the things I bought. The more I thought about what I was planning to do, the less real that the world became. Like right now. Is this all real? Is it all a dream? Are you just my imagination? My mind is just so clouded with lust these days. Struggle to keep a level head. I went to the changing rooms to take off my panties. They were so wet, it was like I'd been swimming in them. I wanted a release so badly that it hurt. I was desperate. But I had to put him first. Because he always puts me first. I paid for everything and dashed out. He was where I knew he'd be. To be honest, I didn't even know how I got to his spot. It's amazing how the two of us seem to just anticipate each other's thoughts. Even when our heads are swimming. I think it was as close as we've ever been. Yeah. Must have passed within a foot of his hiding place, and that's where I dropped them. Accidentally, of course, but right in front of his face. And then as I walked off, I hiked my dress up. I heard his breath catch. I heard him. I half expected him to leap from the bushes, grab me, and take me. I half wanted him to. Maybe next time. I hope he does. Then again, I know better. He's not that type. He would never hurt me. He could never. But that's what makes him who he is. That's what makes him different from all of the rest. That's what makes him. Makes him special. That's part of the reason I did what I did today. To reward my stalker for his affection, for his protection, for his love. I wasn't finished with his gift. I just got home. I left my bedroom curtains open and I decided to put on a little show just for him. Well, for me too. But because of him. I have my favourite bottle of body lotion and I applied it to every inch of my body, tracing my hands across my breasts for you, knowing that you're imagining that it's your hands on me. I want that too. You'd be so gentle. Caressing me and cupping me, brushing across my nipples, your breath. Then I'd take one in your mouth, suck it while your strong hands hold my hips. You'd suck it. Bite it. Oh, I knew there was that side of you. I can use. But please. I can feel you behind me now, pressing against me and into me. Do you want me to press myself against the window for you? Oh, look at that wet spot on the glass. Oh. Here's my secret, lover. I don't want you to be gentle on the first time. I want you to take me. I want you to control me. That's what I need. That's why I need you. If I spread my lips, can you see me? I need you. I can't see you, but I can feel you. Every inch pressing it past my lips. Oh God, I need it. I can't wait. Oh fuck. Oh.